Germany has basically abandoned free speech on this issue.
Because you've used the word concentration camp, you've used the word genocide, and I'm like, ugh, I get a little...
And apartheid.
Yeah, and you use these words, I'm like, I am a little afraid to even use these words because, you know, you can get in trouble comparing things and...
But that's the power of the lobby. See, the lobby goes to great lengths to control the discourse.
And everything is anti-Semitic. Like, you can, like, even using words like globalist can be as, like, anti-Semitic. And I'm like, okay.
There's no question. If you criticize Israel, even if you're Jewish, right, you'll be called either a self-hating Jew or an anti-Semite. They don't care whether you're Jewish or not. Just look at Norman Finkelstein. They've gone to enormous lengths to destroy Norman's career and destroy Norman's life. And Norman is the child of Holocaust survivors, right? Both his parents were in the Warsaw Ghetto, and they were then evacuated to Majdanek, and his father was in Auschwitz. I mean, Norman is, legitimately Jewish, and nevertheless, they've decided that they're going to destroy him. That's the way it works. It doesn't matter whether you're Jewish or not. You just can't criticize Israel. And the reason that the lobby and Israel itself, of course, don't want an open discourse is because if you have an open discourse, if you turn people like me, Jeff Sachs, Norman Finkelstein, assorted other people loose, and we can talk to to large audiences about what's going on in the Middle East and what's going on inside Israel, I believe lots of people will accept much of what we say. And this, they believe, would be disastrous for Israel.